You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who save the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go,
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back.
Judy, we likes are your live. Voice, Chris.
We are live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back to the second hour. That's right, the second hour. The phone number to call in to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, the show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind audience. But you sighted folks out there, we hope you love the show. We hope you'll call in. Maybe you'll learn something about our community. And we say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. Tonight, we have a young lady with us besides Lynn Golder, my co-host. We have a guest host. Her name is Judy Matthews. Don't say it. Let me see
it. Can't forget it. Oh, no.
Adult Services Supervisor.
Yay!
Did I say it right?
Yep. I knew you could do
it. Wow, I could do it. I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Judy. You had some more programs to talk to us about.
It only took me 74 years.
That's all right, Michael. We all do that.
I'll just have to change my title next week when I come.
Next time she comes.
Oh, I just wanted to mention last week, or just this past week, I got a call from a gentleman who's been my student, and him and his new wife are expecting a baby, and they're both blind, and so he has raised kids before when he could see, and she has not. So they were asking about parents who are blind, and there are lots of resources out there, and we have had workshops at Lighthouse offered for parents who are blind, grandparents, anyone who's dealing with little kids, little babies, how to care for
That's a great course.
Change diapers.
Yeah, that's a great course.
But really, it's just resources and skills on how to, you know, how to
We have to get them on the air. We have to get them on the air.
So we're going to have that offered as well. So if you're interested in doing the parenting workshop, the blind parent, we call it blind parenting, but it's really anybody that's going to be dealing with babies, even, you know, grandparents.
Well, I know some people that are not blind that need to have that class anyway.
No. They talking first person?
Right.
All right.
Definitely. So just let us know. Remember, call Ginger at 407-898-2483. And you can RSVP for any of these workshops, or you can let her know what you're interested in. Or if you're not able to come, you can let her know, you know, why, so that we can try to
accommodate
you. Yeah, whether it's time of day or something else. So
thank you.
By the way, anything that we're talking about today, just go to our webpage, right?
Yeah.
And look up blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Well, Lighthouse is on the
resource
page.
Lighthouse is there. And anything that Judy Matthews talked about, it'll all be there. So you can look up in case you're missing it. By the way, for those folks who go to Facebook, we'd appreciate if you go to Facebook. And maybe you'll like it and you'll say you'll like it. That'd be nice. Okay. Phone number is 407-894-1680. We're going now to trivia time.
Second trivia.
This one's a big one. Okay, let's hear it.
407-895-1680.
I think you know who she is. Who's singing the song?
Can't hear it. Her name.
Not yet. Just the music's playing.
It's Mary. Proud Mary. Every now and then.
Oh, I think I'll get Chris to move it up a little.
We kind of like to do things.
No, let people hear this.
Nice. Takes a long time, Michael.
Easy. But somehow, you see, we never, ever seem to do nothing completely nice, easy. You know why?
because we like to do it nice and rough. I'll take the beginning of the song and do it easy.
Chris, go into the song.
He's on the phone. We're gonna do the finish. Rough.
Move it up a little bit. There you go. Okay, who's singing the song? Okay. She was talking, and the question is, she was singing. Who is talking and singing? Big artist.
We have a
who
caller already.
407-894-1680. Who's on the line?
We have Charles Brooks calling in from Ocala, Florida.
Charles Brooks.
Hey, Charles.
Yes, Michael.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Charles.
I'm doing well. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Charles.
So you know the song, Charles?
Of course.
All right.
Everybody knows that song.
Judy, did you know it?
I know the song. I don't know the artist.
You don't know, she
I
didn't
confess,
know the artist.
I don't know the artist.
So do you know it?
Yes, I do. It's Tina Turner.
Tina Turner.
Oh, right.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Tina Turner, the lady with the fabulous legs. That's Tina right. Turner.
She was about 7'2".
Yep. Tina Turner. Charles, you just won a $10 gift card to 2J's.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Say hi to Dawn, Charles.
Did you get... I don't think he got a bracelet. Put him down for a bracelet. Yeah,
put me down for the bracelet.
Down for the bracelet.
All right, Charles, hold on. Let me grab your number. And okay. We got one more call on the phone line.
Yeah, he missed it again.
He missed it one more
time. I can...
He missed it. Don Wilkerson.
Yeah, okay. And we're going to get that audio ready, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Charles.
All right, thank you, Charles.
Wait. What? Charles, do you do Facebook?
Yes.
Do you do Facebook?
No, he doesn't do Facebook.
No, I don't do Facebook.
Okay, I just want to have to know. That's 6-2. Okay, here we go.
All right, we got to run, Charles. Okay. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
6-2 so far. Okay.
All right, sorry, Don. Missed out again this time.
Okay. All right. 6-2 so far. So Facebooks.
We're going to play an audio now from Australia. Listen up, everybody. This is...
With no in-flight entertainment for the vision impaired, a Trans-Pacific flight really was long haul for Philip Chalker.
I felt like a little bit frustrated because a 21-hour flight was boring. We should have the rights to access it like every other paying customer.
So when he got home to Traralgon, Philip decided to take a stand.
I felt that we shouldn't... blind people shouldn't have to have their wife or the air hostess on turn that on for us.
Philip started an online petition asking Virgin Australia to make in-flight entertainment accessible for vision-impaired passengers, and it gathered almost 10,000 signatures. The airline took notice and has become the first in the Asia-Pacific to introduce an in-flight system for passengers who are blind or have low vision.
It makes a significant difference because it's now something that you can interact much more readily with. You can access the movies, the information.
The interface has simplified screen layouts, larger icons and voice prompts.
I recommend for their screens to talk. It's similar to my iPhone, so wherever I touch around the screen, we should be able to hear it.
After trialling the system for Virgin, Philip is hoping to take a holiday to use the system on a real flight.
I hope I do experience one day, but yeah.
Where would you like to go?
I don't know, maybe back to the States one day with my wife.
Bridget Davies, Nine News.
All right, well, on that note, we'd like to introduce, is he ready to talk?
Yeah, he said he's ready to go.
On the button, all the way from Australia is Philip Chalker.
This is live, folks, not tape.
This is live.
Live, all the way from Australia.
Uh-oh.
Now, he's on the phone line. Charles, Philip, are you there?
Yeah, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Philip.
That's way long distance that we have this call coming from.
I hope my phone's not scratchy, but if it is, I apologize. So,
that's all right. Yeah. It's Monday morning by you, yes?
Yeah.
Monday morning. Well, hello and welcome.
Thank you.
Say hi to Judy. Judy and
hi, Philip.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good, thanks.
How you doing, Philip?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
This is Michael.
Yeah, hi, Michael. How are you?
Good, you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
So tell us about you.
What's that blessing?
Tell me, you want me to tell you about myself? I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a ukulele teacher, I'm an advocate for people who are blind or visually impaired. I suffer with an eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa.
Mm-hmm.
Been blind since the age of 5. Got a tiny bit of sight, and I've got a seeing eye dog named Roddy.
Named Ronnie?
Do you do Facebooks?
Roddy, R-O-D-R-O-D-D-Y, Roddy.
Do you do Facebooks?
Yeah.
You do Facebook?
Yes, he does.
Do you know how to do the like button? So you like something when you like it?
Yeah.
All right, so it's 7-3 now. Okay.
Okay. So why don't you tell us what it's like in Australia where you are, and do you use any of the community services, the organizations like the Lighthouse?
What's it like in Australia? Well, we have organizations called Vision Australia, whether you've heard of them or not.
Okay.
We have stuff like Blind Citizens Australia. That's a place who advocates for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Vision Australia also does it, but Blind Citizens Australia just focuses on basically advocating and all that kind of stuff. But Vision Australia is probably similar to your Lighthouse over there. So, yeah.
Judy, you have a question for Philip?
I was just going to say congratulations for getting the getting Virgin Australia to have an accessible in-flight system for people who are blind or visually impaired. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you.
We played the audio of your interview right before you came on, Philip. Did you hear it?
Yeah, no, I just heard it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, Philip, let me ask this. How's the weather over that way right now? Because that's what I really want to know, being over in Australia.
Pretty cold. It's pretty cold. It depends where you are. I'm not at the top end, where all the desert and all that is. If you're up at the top end where all the desert and that is, it gets to 52. Our weather's different than yours over there. We work on degrees, sorry. So, yeah.
Okay.
You work on Fahrenheit, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Well, if you can convert 60 Fahrenheit or whatever, or to convert it, you'll be able to work out what ours is.
Here we go. We're all picking up our phones.
No, we can ask Siri, and Siri will tell us.
Yeah, ask Siri. That's when I was speaking to Linda and she had told me what time to call in the morning. I worked the time out by asking Siri what Eastern time was. So Siri told me 10:17.
There you go.
Good.
So tell us about yourself. Tell us about your music.
Sorry, what else do you want to know?
Well, tell us about your music and your lessons. You teach people how to play the guitar.
I teach ukulele workshops with students all over the world. I can teach all over the world via Skype or FaceTime and all that kind of stuff. That's teaching ukulele one-on-one via Skype or I actually had two people at the one time teaching on Skype, which was interesting, and that was on the other side of Australia, not far from me, because some people can't come to me, but the ones that can't come to me, I do it via Skype. I've taught up to 8 people at the one time in a real workshop, so we all catch up at a venue, and I run workshops run private ukulele lessons from my own home.
That's great.
It's amazing.
I'll teach a lot of people who are... all the ones that I've had from home and workshops are all been sighted, but I can teach people who are blind and all that as well, because you don't need to see to play a musical instrument.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Who were some of your favorite artists growing up, or some of your favorite artists that inspired you to do music?
Well, if you want to know what the popular song is, because I'm also a busker, which is a street performer. People are playing the streets and make money.
Would you say that again?
The popular song in...
What is it again? What's the word you say?
Was Chris asking you the question.
What's the word you said again?
It's called... Do you know what a street performer is, where people stand in the street with a little hat and then people throw money in a hat?
Yeah, okay. That's in New Orleans and New York. But what again is it in your terminology? That's what I lost. What's the name?
A busker. B-U-B-U-S-K-E-R.
Busker.
Okay. All right. I
got B-U-S-K-E-R, which is another name for a street performer. I wouldn't say a beggar. Some people say beggars. They beg for money. But if you do a good job, I don't call it begging. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, listen. Philip, we're going to go down to a break real quick, and we're going to come back because we got some more questions that we want to ask, and we want to hear more from you.
Can you hold?
Can you hold?
I don't know if he can hold that long.
Can you hold for a short period
of
time?
I can hold on.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Philip. Talking to Philip Chalker
from Australia. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We're going to hear him back when we come back. Don't go away. We'll hear from Philip when we come back.
Maybe somebody has a question for him.
Two J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
We're back. Yes, we are. We're back. And we're talking to a young man all the way from Australia. That's right. Philip, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. All the way from the land down under. Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you for waiting, Philip. You're a good sport.
So tell me this. What do you think of our radio show? If you don't like it, tell me if you like it. You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there was a little bit of hesitation there.
A little hesitation,
yeah.
Okay.
No, there wasn't a hesitation. I don't know whether you guys are having trouble hearing me, but because there's a scratching in my phone, sometimes I'm having trouble
No, we can hear you fine.
We hear you just fine. So, just fine.
I mean, let's face it, you're a few miles away.
Yeah, we'll use that for an excuse. It's the sound of the ocean between us. I'm joking.
There you go.
Philip, where did you get your dog from?
I got my dog from a company called Seeing Eye Dogs of Australia.
Oh, of Australia.
Oh,
great. Because
wow.
We have a Seeing Eye down here.
My dog Roddy's 5 years, 6 next year in January. He's my second dog.
Oh,
he's a black lab.
And leading on to that, before I got my second dog, that's when I got a trip to America. And that's when we're gonna come to our conversation in a minute on how I campaign for airlines.
Yeah, so yeah, tell us about that.
Tell us how that started.
I'll just go back a bit. When I switched over to getting my second Seeing Eye dog, I was sad on giving up my first one, so I had to have a bit of a break there for a while. So me and my wife went over to the States and all that kind of. So we went over to Disneyland, California, and then as I traveled to America, I believed that it was a 21-hour flight, and I didn't enjoy the airplane because there was no access to in-flight entertainment systems, and I don't mean a simple app either. I mean the actual screens on the back of the seats are not accessible for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Right. So.
So.
Oh my gosh, so my dog is.
Do you guys have any questions before I go on, or?
No. Just tell
We're
us.
We're listening to you.
Yeah, tell us how it went after that.
Oh,
how
sorry,
did you start
and,
it?
And yeah, because they weren't accessible, I approached the air hoster and I said to the air hoster, excuse me, can you explain to me why these are not accessible? I should not have to ask my wife every second, or I should not have to lean over someone while they're asleep, you know, or have you lean over someone. If I'm, say for example, someone's sitting next to me and I'm in the middle and my wife's on the other side of me, and the air hoster can't get to where my wife is, I can't lean over a person who could be asleep just to go changing and moving for me every second. So she said to me, I'll write it down for you. I'll let them know that it's not accessible. But I didn't take that because some people just write things down, right. And then when you know, couple of hours later, they could have forgot what I said, or they can misplace things on paper. So I waited till I got all the way back home after another 21-hour flight, and I went to the Human Rights Commission, which is, you probably know what that is, with the Human Rights Commission and all that kind of stuff, and I had to get the in-flight and just told them, look, I went on a flight, I wasn't very happy with it, and all that kind of stuff. Had a meeting with Virgin Australia, the big airlines, and I had a conciliation with the help of the Human Rights Commission, and then I waited for months and months and months. In the meeting, they said, oh, yeah, you know, they got an app and all this kind of stuff. I go, yeah, but an app's not good enough because not all blind people have Apple devices or devices, you know, to access them. We should be able to sit down like a paying customer like everyone else and access them like every other paying customer.
Absolutely.
And, oh, yeah, we agree with what you're saying. We'll see what you can do. So around about 2014, they contacted me and said, look, we'd like to pay for you and your wife to come all the way over to Brisbane, which is Queensland, in another state in Australia, to trial a new software for us. So I didn't trial it on an aeroplane. I trialed it on a touch screen. It looks like a laptop, but it's a touch screen. After I trialed it, that took about nearly two years, so that took it up to about 2016 before I got a phone call, finally now, that they've been fixed up. The reason why it took so long, because they had to put the software on all planes, so they had to put it on a plane here in Australia, planes in America, you know what I mean? Because you've got it. Anyone travelling from LA to Australia, I hope you get to trial it. So I'll stop there and see if you've got any questions.
Yeah, I want to know what it is. I know what it is, but I would love to hear it. What is an air host?
That's
a flight attendant, but yeah. he says an air host.
I love
not
it.
A flight
you
attendant.
Know what an air host is?
Yeah.
It's a flight attendant,
it's
I know, a, but I love when you say air host.
It's an airplane attendant.
Right. No, yeah. We know. He yeah, just
I,
likes
I was kidding around with you because yeah. I love to hear
sorry.
You say air host.
So I guess.
It's okay, you guys. Some people use different terminology. That's all, so I didn't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just kidding with you.
So, Philip, are you saying if anybody's flying around in the States, such as Judy, when she travels and the movies are accessible now in the back of the seat, that's because of you?
Yeah,
you guys,
wow.
I think it's only LA from Australia.
Wow.
It's only Virgin Australia, right, at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not my fault. I did stuff, so, yeah.
Amazing.
But if everybody such as yourself raise awareness and all that and help out as well, you never know. Because in United States, I don't know whether, do you know if you've got in-flight entertainment? Is yours accessible over there, do you know?
Judy, is
what accessible?
When you get on a plane, is it accessible?
No, not that I know.
The screen on the back of the seats, I'm not talking about an iPhone, I'm not talking about
right,
an
right.
app, I'm talking about the screens.
Nope, not that I know of. I haven't seen any accessible ones in any of the airlines that I've flown.
If anybody has
a
question for Philip, call in very quickly.
Yeah, 407-894-1680 if you want to talk to Philip.
Yeah.
Real fast, 407-894-1680.
So now all of the, have they Do all the Virgin Australia flights have this now, the accessible?
Not all of them. It's only on the east coast of Australia and all the way to LA and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But gradually they might bring it all over. But they got them on the Boeing 777s, which is the big huge aeroplane.
Right.
They got them on a bus,
the big ones, yeah.
300 and something. If one of you's read the articles and all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
Philip, so what is your message then to people that are here in the States and they don't like something and they think that something's not accessible on public transportation?
Open your mouth and talk.
What is your message to them?
Yeah, that's right. Good on you. Open your mouth and talk and don't be scared. There's lots of people out there that don't want to be scared to speak up because they think no one's going to listen. But if you approach if you do what I did, I got a petition created with 10,000 signatures and there are lots of people that back me. So people think... People think petitions don't stand, but they do stand. So, yeah.
So you have
to speak up. That wasn't just 10,000 blind people either. That was people who had troubles in wheelchairs. People might have been ripped off on airlines or whatever, but they really gave it to the airlines through 10,000 signatures. So, yeah.
Wow. That's great.
That's great. I salute you.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you keep on listening, Philip. And why don't you tell everybody how they can find you? And then after
we'll put them on Facebook.
After you, we say goodbye. We're going to play a song with you singing and playing the ukulele after we say goodbye.
People are welcome to like me. People are welcome to go to my Facebook page. I'll post it. I think it's already been posted
it
on
is.
Your. I don't know off by heart, but it's on your Facebook page, my Facebook.
Right.
And all that.
And Philip, I already put it on.
If you want any ukulele lessons, they're in Australian dollars. The reason why they're in Australian dollars is because I have to make back. It's hard for me to explain, but I have to make back my own amount in Australian dollars. Does that make sense? But anyway, you can go to my website at www.latrobemusic.com. That's LATROBE music.com.
And we'll put it on our webpage.
I already did. Okay. It's already on our webpage. If you're interested in Philip's lessons, you can go to our resource page and it's right there. You can click on the button, it goes to his website. Well, thank you, Philip. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to
Mind Me.
Thank you anyway for having me.
And spread the word about the show, okay?
Yeah, we'd like to have more people in Australia listen to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 All right. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So would you mind playing now, Chris? We're going to play Philip Chalker singing and playing the ukulele. Enjoy.
When you wake up in the morning, hit a work bell ring. Gonna march you to the table. See the same old thing. Ain't no food up on the table and no pork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. Get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine his ever-loving light on me. Yonder come his Rosie. How in the world you she wore her apron and the clothes she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Cause she come to see the governor, she wants to free her man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special shine the light on me. Oh, let the midnight special.
you better do him right, and you better not gamble, and you better not fight, or the sheriff will grab ya, and the boys will bring you down. By the next thing you know, boy, you'll be prison bound. Or let the midnight special shine the light on me. Or let the midnight special shine the light on me. Or let the midnight special shine the light on me.
And that was Philip Cracker.
Chalker.
Chalker. Philip Chalker.
Philip Chalker from Australia.
I'm telling you, Philip's got a hell of a voice. He's got a great voice.
And I'm thinking, I know who enjoyed that immensely. I bet David.
I was thinking same thing.
Dave Hillebrand must have loved that.
And also Greg Lindberg.
And Greg Lindberg, yep.
Yeah. That's Philip Chalker.
Wow. Right.
Did I say it right?
Guys, yeah. Y'all love to travel. Y'all travel too much for me.
Wasn't that great?
Well, I got to go get some flying mouse.
I'm kind of just absorbing the moment. I just can't believe it. That
Judy,
we
you going to Australia now?
One of these days. Not this year.
So how'd you like your cruise?
Oh, it was awesome. So this last one was to the Caribbean, East and West Caribbean. And
How long did you go for?
It was 13 days, and it went by way too fast. You know, you think, oh my gosh, there's all this time and it's going to be a long time, and it really doesn't, you know, time flies when you're having fun. The saying is correct. But we had a great time. We stopped at, I'm drawing a blank here, Mike.
See that?
Rubbing off. Okay, so let's see. Costa Maya, Mexico, Belize City, Roatan Island. In Honduras, we went to Princess Cays, Bahamas, somewhere in Dominican Republic that I can't remember,
Honduras is far.
Honduras is far. Yeah, I'm missing one or two. San Juan, Puerto Rico. How can I forget? I spent my birthday in San Juan.
Oh yeah.
And that was great. Oh, St. Thomas. So those were our stops, and we left out of Fort Lauderdale. We went on Princess Cruise Lines, and they were wonderful. They were very accommodating with my guide dog, and they were just a great service, and just really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed.
He's being something underneath the table. He hasn't said one word. He's been unbelievable.
He was snoring earlier.
Oh yeah.
Oh, adorable! I have to take a picture of him under the table. And by the way, everybody, I just looked up Philip's website. It's La Trobe, LATROB as in boy, E, latrobemusic.com.
You put it on our webpage.
It's already there. Just wanted to tell everybody.
By the way, if you want to go to our webpage, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Sorry about that.
And if you want to write to us, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So, are we ready for trivia?
Sure.
Good.
I think we have a caller also.
Oh, we have a caller? I want to take the caller before we go to trivia. We'll take the caller.
Let's see.
And then we'll go to our next trivia. Who's on the line? Who is on the line?
You've had a long day, Judy. We appreciate you coming.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
I hope it's not another 5 years.
So, who's on the line? 407-894-1680.
Oh, I know.
Who's on the line?
Well, I'll tell you as soon as he says it's okay.
You want to call up and get your bracelet? Call up. You get your bracelets.
We have Sherry Brunn calling
Sherry
in.
Sherry Brunn.
Sherry Brunn.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sherry?
Good. Hey, Judy. How are you?
That's Sherry Brunn from Orlando, Florida.
That's right.
Are you enjoying the show?
I had a question for Judy about her cruise. Was it just you and Casey, or did you go with friends, or how did you work that?
On this one, it was just Case and I and Keats. And,
oh, wow.
Keats, our dog.
And did you find that people were helpful? What about, I've gone on a couple, but I didn't take my dog, and I had a question. What about countries where they have, like, quarantines or don't allow dogs? How did you handle it there?
You know, there's lots of paperwork that needs to be done in advance. And
my
vet was super helpful with knowing the forms to fill out and everything. And I got information also from the Princess Accessibility Department. They have an accessibility department, and they contacted me and they let me know. I had to fill out a form for them too, just to have, you know, so we could request accommodations on the ship. But yeah, he had to have some vaccines that are not the usual.
Right.
They had to like make sure that the heartworm preventative and the flea preventative were given. They had to witness that it was given. So I had to go into the vet clinic to give the heart guard the other thing that I'm trying to blank on. And
they had to witness it?
Yes, they had to, because they had to sign off that it was done. So the only way they would know, I mean, they could take my word for it, but they really had to see it being done.
Sherry, interrupt you. I know the answer to you, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you go on Facebook?
Yes, all the time.
I know, that's what I think. And do you use the
like button?
The like button? You like something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're number four.
I've liked you guys' site. I've liked it. I have.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
No, we're not questioning that. No, we appreciate your support.
I'm taking a little survey.
He's taking a poll.
Taking a poll.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
aren't there certain countries that will prohibit? Like, I went with a friend that had a guide dog, and they wouldn't let us into Jamaica. I think it was Jamaica. I can't remember now, but one of the countries, and she had to find someone to stay on the boat and watch her dog while she went in. So I wondered if you encountered that.
I didn't encounter anything with a quarantine. I did leave Keats for one of the excursions because it was a zoo and the animals were in their natural habitat. And so they had requested that we not bring the dog. But other than that, he
would you leave
with
him in the room?
Everywhere. He stayed in the room, and the people on the ship were fantastic. They actually, I asked at the front desk, I said, I know this is, you don't have to, it's definitely not an expectation, but if there's anyone that could, you know, go by and see him and make sure that, you know, everything's okay, and if you would like to, you know, take him for a little walk around the ship or something.
And they did it.
Oh, several of them did it. They loved it. It was like, some of them really missed their dogs back at home. And, they were just loving it because it was like 6 or 8 hours. It was a long time. And, you know, he doesn't like being by himself. He does fine, but he doesn't love it. So
no dog likes that. That's a guide dog.
There you go. You have to speak up again like Judy did.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sherry. Thank you.
You're welcome. And don't forget our NFBS State Convention this weekend, 60 South Ivanhoe Boulevard, Doubletree.
And what, Where?
Doubletree Hilton, 60 South Ivanhoe Boulevard.
Now, this has nothing to do with the national, right? That's in July.
It's the state. State,
NFB, Florida. And what city is it, though?
Here.
Oh, here. Right?
Orlando.
Okay. Orlando, right here.
All righty. Okay.
Cool.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Have a good night.
It's time for trivia.
I got a question for Judith.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask this. When you said the animals were in their natural habitat, what... Break that down
They're
for me.
They're running around them.
That's what I was concerned about.
I don't think they were in cages or anything. They were, you know, they were behind gates, you know, because some of the, but they were more out and about and, you know, on the trees and things. They weren't just, you know, in a cage.
So you telling me, like, you could have been walking somewhere and a monkey could have just came and sat on your shoulder and been like, hey, how you doing today? And let me see what's in your hair. And let me.
We actually, in Honduras, we went to this place and there were monkeys that we actually got to go into. They were in a cage, but they actually came and sat on our heads and stuff. It was fun.
So you walking by lions, tigers, and bears and... And all that, and they were just willy nilly and all over the place.
No, there were some gates. There were some barricades. You know, keeping us from the lions and tigers.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm just checking because I want to make a trip. But if we're gonna make some trips like that, my safety is important.
Miami has that. Miami has that, and Philadelphia has that. Two that I know about that has that.
Well, I mean, I see a lot of that walking around here in the city, but they might. Oh, did I say too much?
All right, we're going to trivia. Trivia time.
All right.
This a big song.
Yep.
Yeah, big one. Now,
okay, Don, hurry up and call in.
Now we're up to the 80s.
Now we're in the 80s.
894-1680.
Come on, Don. I'm pulling for you, Don.
407-894-1680. Big song. Who's singing it?
I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I'm yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh girl, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? Lady, for so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no.
Okay, we're back, and we have a couple callers on the line. They think they know who's singing. That was a big song, big artist. Okay, so let's see who's on the first line. We have two callers, you said, right?
Yes, sir. We got Mr. Don.
And Don's on the first line from Orlando?
Uh-huh, and then we got Maddie.
Maddie's on the line. Okay. So, all right, let's hear from Don, because he called in first?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Maddie was second.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's hear from Don first. Don, you're on the line.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you nervous?
Are you nervous? I just want to know, are you nervous?
Oh, let me tell you. I don't want to strike out. So I will tell you, both artists, the first one who was singing it now was Lionel Richie.
Correct. Correct.
And, of course, the original was done by Kenny Rogers.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm not crazy because I was like, wait, that's not
Lionel Richie. You just won $10 gift card from 2J's.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. We'll send it to you.
All right.
Let's hear from Maddie. Maddie. Okay.
Maybe she doesn't want to talk to us now.
Maddie.
Hey, Maddie.
No, she hung up.
Maddie hung up.
Well, we spoke to her before.
We did, and I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Craig Marquis because he helped with these wonderful Blind and Beyond handouts that we brought in today. And there are 50 copies, and Craig embossed those, and I stapled them and whatever. So it was a team effort.
And I want to thank
thank you,
Craig,
so much,
and Judy for doing it for us.
Absolutely.
We thank you so much.
It was our pleasure.
For these pamphlets to give out?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Too bad we shouldn't give it out to Sherry. Maybe she could have given out to NFB as well. Mm. Oh, we're going to break. Today. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Oh, Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and four full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer 2 new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling. which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
We are back. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. Hey, folks, maybe you'll go to our webpage. That's right. Look us up on the web. Lynn, how do we look us up on the web?
Let me see. It's www.blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And the Facebook page is just Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's it.
And don't forget, maybe you'll even say you like it. And if you don't know how to do it, write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Because we need a lot of help. People say they like. Certainly would appreciate it. You say you like it. Certainly helps us. Don't forget, this is a nonprofit 501c3. That's right. We're a 501c3 now.
All right.
So
don't
forget, Judy,
to help us. If you can, all you have to do is say you like the page. Appreciate it. What?
I just want to thank Judy Matthews.
I want to thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Too.
You're welcome.
And thank
it's
you,
my
Judy.
My pleasure. Thanks
and
for having me.
And thank you, Chris.
And thank you, Keith.
Judy, you did a great job.
Thank you.
You did. I hope you come back soon, really and truly.
Thank you.
And Keats was an ace.
Keats was awesome, except for his snoring down there.
I didn't.
You're still amazing, Judy Matthews.
I didn't even pay him to say all those compliments, but thank you so much.
And Lighthouse is so lucky to have you.
That's right.
For
thank
sure.
Thank you. I'm the one that's blessed. I love my job, so... and come, you know, we also have tours every month on usually the third Wednesday. So if anybody doesn't know about Lighthouse and wants to learn more, you can call us up and say you want to come to a Blink tour.
Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes. We also have a family and friends workshop. So if you're a family member of someone who's visually impaired or blind and you want to learn more, you can come. We have one on June 2nd. It's a Friday, and call me, Judy Matthews, if you would like to RSVP for that.
Okay. So.
And any folks around the country, like I've been saying, if you want to talk about whatever you're doing there, wherever you are, in Pennsylvania, Chicago, Boston, wherever you are, New Orleans, wherever you are in this country, you have something to say, write to us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. You can look us up at the page. If you missed this show or any other show, go to our webpage. You can look up. We have all the shows there in our podcast. Right, Lynn?
Right.
Lynn?
Yes, Michael.
You hear what I'm saying, girl?
I hear it.
That's what I learned since I've been blind.
What's that?
To say yes, honey, and I listen to you.
All right. Well,
right?
Right. Thanks for a great show, Chris.
Hey, anytime.
Let's see what country we'll be next time.
I think next week we were supposed to be going to the motherland.
Okay.
Okay, folks.
All righty. Well, it's been
great. Real.
Oh, next week, be sure and tune in for our tribute to Memorial Day, and we have blinded veterans calling in, and Charles Brooks and Gary Sinclair will be co-hosting the show, and
Al will be there.
Yeah.
Who's
Al? Alvina, Vern Humphreys, and Bruce Davis will be on the air.
Al's the director of all the blind. In the United States.
So tune in next week, folks, on May 28th at 7 p.m.
Blind veterans.
Thank you very much, everybody. See you
Take
next
care.
Week.
See you next week. Stay well.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got